Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, world. It's time for RTWFC Bible Talk with Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood and his wife, Betty Yearwood. For the next 2 hours, join in with us in this Internet Radio Bible Discussion program. There'll be a special singing and call in and discuss the Bible with us. And now here's your host, Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood, live in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to be able to come back once again, reaching the world for Christ. This is Lloyd and Betty Yearwood, reaching the world for Christ. So we're thankful that you're on here with us tonight. We're having a revival, and just thank God for each and everything that's been done in this whole week's revival. We got one more night of the revival left, and we're just trusting that God's going to move and going to stir the hearts of people and going to bless people, and people's going to be saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. And if you want to be a part of this service, why, call in tonight on 310-742-1759. That's 310-742-1759. That's what you need to call in on to be a part of this service. So just thank God for everything that God is doing on this broadcast. So just want everybody to call in and be a part of it. So that's 310-742-1759. So just praise God. Hallelujah. So I see that we've got a call in here. So 770, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at there.
Praise the Lord, Brother Lloyd. This is Brother John from Thomaston, Georgia.
Praise the Lord. We're glad you called in there, brother. So we'll just go ahead and let you obey the Lord. And, you know, we're speaking tonight, God is love. So, you know, I thank God, you know, that God is love, and he had the love for us before we ever had any love for him. So praise the Lord. So we'll just go ahead and let you obey the Lord there, brother.
All right, appreciate it. 1 John chapter 4, tonight we are speaking about God is love. And tonight, you know, we can speak, amen, I praise the Lord, tonight and speak from experience, amen, as not just something I read or something I heard, that I know that God is love. We have experienced this. We have experienced his love. It's his book of love. Amen. We've had the privilege tonight to speak his word. He is love. And the Bible says in 1 John chapter 4, it says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit where they are of God, because many false prophets are going out to the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God." So every spirit, we're talking about trying the spirits, is to test the spirits of the prophets to see whether they were of God or not. There was a confessing Christ, confessing the incarnate Christ, confessing that the Lord God had come, acknowledging the Son in his life. And, you know, tonight we have to acknowledge the Son. You know, the Bible says in 1 John 2:22, says, "Who is the liar? He that denieth that Jesus is the Christ. He is the Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son." Verse 23 says, "Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledges the Son hath the Father also." You know, he showed us his love, and he by giving us his only begotten Son. The Bible says in verse 3 of 1 John 4, "Every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world." So these were the ones that had declared, amen. These were the ones, amen, that would not declare that Jesus Christ, that his love was made manifest. His love was incarnate. His love, you know, the Bible says in John Amen. We talk about John chapter 1. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then it talks about in that same chapter, it says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. You know, not only was he full of God's love, not only was he God's love manifest, but he was the grace of God. He was the truth of God. Everything that was in the Father was in the Son. Amen. And we've had that opportunity. Amen. As he's come down, and now by his Spirit, he lives on the inside of us, and we can know his love. Then the Bible says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Amen. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The Spirit of God that's on the inside. You know, he said in John chapter 14 that he would give us the Spirit of truth. The world cannot see the Spirit of truth. It abides only in believers as we receive. Amen. And as we receive God's love tonight. Amen. And so the Bible teaches us that they were made overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. But we know tonight, amen, and the other night we were talking on the broadcast that this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. So God's love package is a complete package that comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. It's full of not only of love, but it has faith, it has grace, it has everything we need tonight. You know, the Bible teaches us in Philippians 4:19, says, but my God shall supply all your need according to his rich in glory in Christ Jesus. So tonight we need to know that God is able, amen, amen, to just give us a full love package, amen, tonight. And then the scriptures teach us, it says, they are the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. The children of the world hears them. But this love that we're speaking about tonight is of God. It's comes from heaven. It's, oh, hallelujah. It's not there's different types of loves in the world, but we're talking about the one true love, the agape love, amen, which is actually the love feast. It's the love of God and the love of God towards his children and towards his only begotten son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's a love. It's a continual feast. You know, the Bible says a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. This one scripture teaches us that a merry heart doeth good like a continual feast. You know, a lot of people want to feast. Tonight, amen, we can feast in the love of God. We can be continually, amen, just sit at the banqueting table. You know, the Bible says his banner over us in the Songs of Solomon is love. Amen. It's his love, amen, overshadowing, overkeeping us, and just lifting us up. But, amen, he says, we are of God, in verse 6, he that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. There's a spirit of error that comes to the world. The world hears the world. The spirit, or the children of the spirit, or the children of truth, by their love, hear the spirit of truth. So we have a spirit of truth and we have a spirit of error. Amen. If you're of the world, you cannot hear the spirit of truth. If you have the Spirit, amen, you'll not hear the Spirit of truth. You'll hear, the Spirit of error, but you'll hear the Spirit of truth. So he says, beloved, verse 7, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. So he speaks about that we are to love one another. One place in the scriptures it tells us in John chapter 15, he says that we love one another as he has loved us. In fact, we are commanded to love one another. This is one of the commandments, amen, of the New Testament, amen, that we are commanded to love one another, amen. And the Bible says that everyone that loves it is born of God. So the true love, talking about the agape love, talking about the akapeo love. There's an akapeo love, which is a type of love, and then there's the agape love. It's the love feast, amen. And these both are types of love that comes from God. You have different types of love, which is a fleshly love, a worldly love. But tonight we're talking about the love that God is. God is love. God is agape. It's a love feast, a feasting of love. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. So tonight, if you can't show love, tonight if you can't have love, even tonight if you can't receive love, hallelujah, but God's love, The Bible teaches in John chapter 3, amen, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You know, we have an opportunity, amen, to live forever if we'll just receive the thing we have to do is receive God's love. Receive his Son, acknowledge him, believe on him, and believe that God, through the Lord Jesus Christ being that love, that it was raised in the third day, amen, love went to hell for you. Love hung on the cross for you. Hallelujah. Love came down, and love was engulfed in death for 3 days, but amen, love on the third day rose. You know, we used to sing a song, love grew where the blood fell. You know, tonight, amen, amen, out of that cross of Calvary and out of him giving his love, amen, the Bible says, except a wheat of corn fall and die to the ground, it dies alone. But if it dies, amen, it brings forth much fruit. Tonight, the fruit of the Spirit, one of the fruits of the Spirit is love, amen, it says in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23, talks about the fruits of the Spirit. One of the fruits of the Spirit is love tonight. Amen. Amen. And herein is the Father glorified. John 15, amen, and 8, I believe it is. Herein is the Father glorified that ye bear much fruit. Talks about him being the true vine in John chapter 15. Amen. The Father is the husbandman in chapter 15, verse 1. And then it speaks about Jesus being the true vine. Then it speaks about believers being the branches from the true vine. He said, except ye abide in me, you cannot bear any fruit. He said, I will purge you, amen. In other words, he cleans us by the words that he speaks to us. The word of God will cleanse you, give you a clean heart, fill you full of love, amen. Fill you full of love for your enemy, fill you full of love for your brother. You have to have, amen, tonight. You need to know, amen, that you cannot hate your brother and love God because you are a liar and a murderer according to the scriptures. So we know tonight, amen, that speaks about, amen, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. He is that love. He's, amen. So if you don't know love tonight, you're ignorant of God. You do not know the true God of heaven. You do not know the God that we are serving, the one true and only living God tonight. And the Bible says, in this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Amen. We can live through him. Tonight we can live through the love of God that was sent unto us. The love of God and was manifested, made to appear. When do we see love? When we saw the Lord Jesus Christ. Tonight, when do you see love? Amen. When you see the Word of God, when you open up the Word of God and you just engulf yourself with the Word of God and the Spirit of God, you're seeing that love. It's all around you. It's all in you as you receive it. This is the one true love. Amen. The Bible teaches us, I believe it's in John 15, 13. The Scripture teaches you a greater love had no man than this, than to lay down his life for a friend. He said, I no longer call you servants, but I call you friend. Amen. For the servant knoweth not what the master is. Amen. There comes a friend, and there comes a relationship, and amen. The Bible says, I believe it's in Proverbs 18:24, amen, that you must show yourself friendly to have friends. In other words, tonight, amen, you must show love to receive love. The Scriptures teach us tonight that we must love in deed and in truth, amen, just not in word. We have to show our love. We need to show our love one towards another. Amen. We need to have that compassion. Amen. To reach out to one to another. Amen. And we need to reach out in the love of God. And the Bible says, herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us. Here's pure love right here, that God loved us when we were unlovable. When we were unlovable, God loved us. Hallelujah. And sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. In other words, he's to take away our sins. Amen. And when the Bible teaches as well, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Christ constrained us. While we were outside the realm, when we were at the realm of being the most unlovable that we were, when man fell in the garden and sin entered into the world, the Scripture teaches that sin lies at the door. Man, amen, got in rebellion and in disobedience, amen, and separated himself. He was filled, amen, they lived in a garden full of love, a garden that had everything that they had need of, all provision, amen. Hallelujah. A garden and a place, amen, that was full of the love of God. Amen. All we had to do, all they had to do, was not just eat of that one tree. That would release knowledge of good and evil into their own lives. But God had made, and he even said it was not good for man to be alone, and he made him a helpmate, amen, which was Eve, the mother of all living, put Adam in a deep sleep, amen, so that Adam would not be alone in the garden. Took out, amen, took out rib, amen, and formed, amen, as she would be, come by his side, amen, and amen, and he talked about, amen, this was, he put one woman and one man together to show them that the ultimate love, that they would become one flesh. And the Bible says, he said, beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. You know, the Bible says in Galatians, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall we also reap. Have you been sowing love? Have you been sowing not only love, but have you been sowing the love of God? You see, there are different types of love, but the love we need to sow tonight and the love we need to receive tonight is the love of God. God is love. God is agape. God is the love feast. Oh, time tonight, church, we need, amen, as we are in this revival, we've been in a love feast. And tonight, amen, you need to abide in that love feast. You need to sit at the Lord's table. It's a love feast, amen. He's got a marriage supper, amen, for his son. And amen, we need to, amen, to put on the wedding garments, amen, by the word of God and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He said in John chapter 15, you are clean by the words I've spoken unto you. That's what cleans the heart. Amen, and he said, amen, that he said he purchases that we must bear more fruit. He said, herein is the Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. The more fruit you bear, the more that God the Father is glorified. And there, this, the Bible says in Matthew, that you'll know them by their fruits, amen. Tonight, do you have the fruits of the Spirit? Do you have love? Do you have meekness? Do you have temperance? Do you have goodness? Do you have gentleness? Do you have long-suffering? Do you have the gifts, or the fruits of the Spirit, amen, tonight. And they're bringing forth. Are you a tree of righteousness, amen, as God's love is within you? You see, tonight he told us, amen, in 2 Timothy 1:7, that I'm not giving you a spirit of fear, but I'm giving you a spirit of power, love, and of a sound mind. Amen, where I have the mind of Christ. The Bible says in Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. It tells us in Romans 7:25, with the mind I serve the law of God, amen, but with our flesh we serve the law of sin. Tonight, amen, we need to have a renewed mind. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 4:16, I believe it is, it says that the outward man perish, but the inward man is renewed day by day. There's a renewing of the mind. There's presentation of the Lord Jesus Christ in Romans chapter 12. Says, the Apostle Paul said, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present yourselves a living sacrifice. Amen. Holy, acceptable. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We have to have a mind of love tonight, church. We have to have a body of love tonight. Amen. And we have to be in the body of Christ to abide in that love. Amen. Where we're commanded. And the Bible says, beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us. No man has seen God. But God is love. When we let the Spirit of God dwell within us, when God comes down on the inside of us and lives on the inside of us, then you have not seen the face of God, but you've seen the love of God. And God is love. And you've seen the scriptures. Jesus said in John chapter 14, he said, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Amen. God is love. When you've seen the Word of God and you've experienced the Word of God, when you've opened the Word of God, amen, open up Jesus Christ in your life and receive Him of His Spirit to begin to have faith, amen, and give your life over, amen, in subjection. And those of you underneath the sound of my voice, you need to subject yourself unto the love of God, to the love feast, amen. God loved you so much that he gave his only begotten son that while we were yet sinners tonight, whether you know him or not, whether you're living there, he died for us all, amen, because of love. Oh, it was the love that held him there tonight, church. Amen. They nailed his hands to the cross, but it was his love. He held him there, amen. Hallelujah. It was the love, amen, that caused him to go there. He said, not my will, but thine be done. Hallelujah. He said, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Let this cup of death pass, but he said, nevertheless, thy will and not mine be done. Amen. And God's will, God the Father, amen, amen, seen, amen. This was the only way for us. Oh, it was a love story. When he hung on the cross, when he went to heal Calvary, when he was judged, amen, when he was scourged and beaten, this is all a love story. Hallelujah. They even asked him in the book of Micah, where, amen, did your wounds? He said, in the house of a friend. Amen. He got his wounds. He got his beaten. Amen. He got his whipping among his own. Amen. Because the Bible says in John chapter 1, he came into his own, and his own received him not. Amen. How did his life end? Oh, hallelujah. Those that said they loved him, those that were a part of his church, those that were his chief priest, those that were his ministers, those that were, amen, high up in the church, came and got him, bound him, took him, whipped him, changed his clothes, put a crown of thorns upon him. Oh, it's a love story, church. Amen. He was led away as a lamb to the slaughter, yet he opened not his mouth. He knew where he was going. He knew where he was heading. Oh, he even declared unto them in his last days, amen, how he would be delivered up. Amen. Hallelujah. Unto the Gentiles, amen, persecuted, amen, and be crucified. But in this whole time, it was the greatest love story that is ever told. It's the one and true love story. Oh, I'm not talking about a magazine tonight. I'm talking about the Word of God. I'm talking about a love story that's never ending. I'm talking about no matter what we've done, I'm talking about a love that will cover the multitude of your sins tonight. Hallelujah. I'm talking about a love that is going all across this globe. Tonight I'm talking about a love that right now, those of you that have blinded eyes, either naturally or spiritually, you'll open your eyes by the love of God. I'm talking about a love tonight that will open deaf ears to hear the love of God and the love story. I'm talking about a love tonight that those of you that are lame will cause you to rise up and walk. Amen. I'm talking about those of you that are in wheelchairs and doing okay. I'm talking about a love going across this globe right now that's healing you and giving you wholeness right now. I'm talking about those of you that are bound, amen, by drugs and alcohol and sin and illicit things. I'm talking about a love that right now is setting you free and causing you to come forth. I'm talking about a love that to those of you that are in prison right now will set you free and open the door that you'll not want to go back. You'll not want to be wrong with, but you'll want to come out, amen, and come to his salvation. I'm talking about those of you that are in the hospital, those of you in the nursing home. I'm talking about a love that will bring you out of the situation and circumstances you have. I'm talking to those of you that are on the sea, those of you that are listening on boats and ships. I'm talking about, amen, amen, that a love that will bring you to a shore safely and to a harbor tonight. Amen. I'm talking about a love that would turn your financial situation and your physical situation tonight. I'm talking about a love that will cover this whole globe tonight. Amen. At the same time, the same moment, whatever you have need of, I'm talking about a love that will take care of anything you have need of tonight. Because why? Because God is love. Hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. Do you have his Holy Spirit tonight? Have you received since you believe? That's what the Apostle Paul asked them in Acts chapter 19. He said, have you received since you believe? And they said, well, we're not so much as heard whether there be a Holy Ghost or not. And he asked them, he said, whose baptism was you baptized in? They said, unto John's. Amen. And they were rebaptized, amen, in the name of the Lord, amen, and received the gift of the Holy Ghost tonight. Church tonight, amen. There's a Spirit, amen, and it's the Holy Spirit. And he wants to baptize you in his love. He wants to baptize you in his Spirit. He wants to baptize you in his, amen, in his fire. Verse 14, and we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. John testified, John the Apostle, said, I testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Tonight, he can be your Savior. He loves you. Will you acknowledge him as your Lord and Savior tonight? There's only one. There's no other Savior. There's no other name tonight we're given among men whereby we must be saved. It's a name of love. Amen. Amen. And just like in marriage here in America, amen, when the wife takes on the name, tonight when you take on that name, the name of Jesus, hallelujah, it's the bridegroom. It'll change your life. It'll change your love. It'll change everything about you. The Bible says in verse 15, whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. There's a dwelling. The Bible says that if you abide in me and I abide in you, you shall ask whatsoever you will. If my word abides in you, Oh, that word, that God, that the Lord God, amen, living on the inside. Verse 16, and we have known and believed that the love that God hath to us. Do you believe his love tonight? Do you believe that he loves you? Do you know that he died for you, the Lord Jesus Christ? And that the love hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. When you're dwelling in love, when you're living in love, church tonight, it's time to live in God's love. It's time to live in God and live. When you live in God, you're living in God's love. When you live in the love, I'm talking about agape love. I'm not talking about flesh love. I'm talking about the love that's above all kinds of love, the agape love, the love feast. When you're living in the love feast, that God is love, then God dwells in you and lives in you. Herein is our love made perfect. You want perfect? Here's how you get it, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. Oh, in the last judgment, if we don't have, amen, the love of God, hallelujah, there's no judgment to them that are in common, amen, that are in Jesus Christ, Romans chapter 8, verse 1. But we have to have that love of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to have the Lord Jesus Christ living on the inside, amen. Verse 18, therefore is no fear in love. I'm talking about the agape love now. But perfect love casts out fear. Herein is perfect love. Our love is made perfect, that we have boldness. Why is your love made complete? Because your love is made complete, because you can have boldness in the day of judgment, because you can go to the throne of your Father, because he's removed your sin. The love that he's shown out for you, the love that he gave you. What love was that? He gave you his Son. There's no higher love. There's no greater love. He gave you the good shepherd. Amen. You're his sheep. You've been begotten. Amen. You're under the shepherd. Amen. You're in his fold tonight, church. Amen. And you're in that fold by the love of God, the love for the shepherd. Oh, greater love hath no man. You know that the shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He gives his life for the sheep. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ gave his life for each and every one of us tonight. Why did he do it? Because he loved you. He loved you. He loved you. Amen. He was subject to you. Amen. Amen. That he would take on and bring you to a place that where he is, you may be also. But perfect love casts out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Church, tonight you need not to have fear. No fear. Only one type of fear tonight. Reverence to God. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, and him only. No one else. Not man, not Satan, not anything, nothing to fear tonight. In fact, if you're in any type of fear other than the fear of God, you're already in disobedience to God. But perfect love is complete love. God dwelling on the inside casts out fear. Fear has torment. Fear and torment go hand in hand. It doesn't need to be in your life tonight. If you're a believer tonight, if you've got that perfect love, that complete love, amen. Fear and torment has no place in your life. Fear and torment has no place in your heart. Don't let your heart be troubled tonight. You believe in God, believe also in the Lord Jesus Christ. That is what he said in John chapter 14, verse 1. He said, believe also in me. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. Church, tonight, you need to know something. You say you can have all the love you think you can have for God. Theos, the one true God. But you know what, tonight? If you hate your brother, if you hate anyone in this world, you're a liar. And we know where all liars dwell. They'll dwell outside the city. Tonight, are you a liar or a lover? A lover of God. I'm talking about a true lover now. I'm talking about the true love of God. I'm talking about the agape love, but also the akapeo love. Hallelujah. As one brother, the brotherly love. Amen. Even the Philadelphia, the church. Amen. Of Philadelphia. Amen. The book of Revelations. That means brotherly love. Amen. And hallelujah. We need to have love one for another. The man say, I love God and hate his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? Church, tonight, if you hate your brother, if you have aught, if you have animosity towards anyone and say you love God, you're a liar. Tonight, you need to remove any animosity, any offense, anything. There needs not to be anything between you and anyone else in this world. And here's the reason why. Because that's the very thing that will keep you from the love of God. That's the very thing that will keep you out of, that's the very thing that will separate you from the love of God tonight. The Bible says in Romans, and I'm going to get back to Brother Yearwood, I am persuaded that neither height nor depth nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor life nor death shall separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. No separation tonight, but church, we don't need to walk away. If we hate our brother, we are a liar tonight. And being a liar, the liars have their place in the lake of fire. Church tonight, you don't need to be in the lake of fire.
Amen.
That was presented for the devil and his angels. Tonight, there is not one man, not one woman, not one person who is created on this earth that has ever been created. It wasn't meant for you to go there. And tonight, here's the thing. And the Bible says, in this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God loveth his brother also. We are commanded to love him. We're commanded to love our brother. Tonight, church, will you go all over this love to get to hell? Or will you receive it and let his love overwhelm you? Let his love dwell in you. And amen, and be a part and sit down tonight to a love feast for the rest of your life. It's up to you. Will you choose today? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Will you receive his love tonight? Will you receive everlasting life? And just like I said earlier in the broadcast, if you receive his love tonight, there's healing, there's wholeness, there's deliverance, there's redemption. Everything is wrapped up in the same package. It's a package of love. Will you receive it? God is love. Give the chance to the host, amen. And I know he'll give his address here later on, but email him. Let him know what God is doing for you in this revival. Let him know what God's love is doing for you right now and being poured out upon you right now. May the Lord richly bless you. Go ahead, Brother Yearwood.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that, Brother John. That's a wonderful word there. Great job. So if you want to email us, well, go ahead and email us at LloydYearwood@yahoo.com, and that will get it in to us. And we'd love to know what God is doing around the world. If you've been saved, well, we'd love to know that too, so we could rejoice with you. And 937, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at there. Then we'll play a song, then we'll get you in to obey the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Brother Yearwood. It's Brother and Sister Green in Springboro, Ohio. Good to be with you.
Praise the Lord. Good to have you and share with us, sir. I'm going to play a song here, then we'll get you back in there to obey the Lord, sister.
All right, brother.
words are not enough to say I love you.
Praise the Lord. Glad and appreciate that wonderful song. That's Don Antico from over in the Philippines. So he sent us a few of his songs there, and we try to play them from time to time. So I reckon he listened to us over there. He has commented on some of our services that he heard from over in there in the Philippines. So we just thank God for him, and thank God for his singing. And he writes the songs. He wrote that song there, his own self there. So that was his daughter, I think, that helped him. So go ahead there, Brother Green, Sister Green, whichever one you just want to go ahead, just go ahead and obey the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Brother Yearwood. Brother Green told Rachel and myself to go ahead and go first, so we're going to let Rachel just read her scripture here, if that's okay.
That's okay. Go ahead.
Praise God.
I will love thee, Lord. O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower.
Praise God. Amen. Yeah. We thank God for Rachel. She's 10 years old and says to train up a child in the way they should go, and they, when they get old, they won't depart from this, Brother Yearwood. And just watching her grow up, just see the things that she comes up with, and it's the Lord. She has compassion, and she really has a true love of God in her heart, and she's a true witness for the Lord.
Amen.
I've got a few prayer requests here I'd like to turn in from Facebook. Pastor Cleve Pinnick says Jordan and Beth Lentz, problems with, I guess she's expecting a child, and he wants us to believe with them that she'll be fine and the baby will be fine. Stephanie Carberry Moore, she says a co-worker's mother, she was placed on a ventilator this morning, very sick. Matt Baldwin, remember me, Sister Green, had a lot happen since I've moved, not as serious as some, but still weighing me down. Patty Love says, please remember my son Keith, he is not happy in Kentucky. Also remember all other family members. Lisa Warnock said unspoken requests for her husband Luke and I, please, for both of them. Praise God. So they're coming in and as by the moment. I was reading them and two of them popped up just like that. So a lot of prayer, a lot of needs needing met. But if I could just obey God here for just a few minutes, Brother Yearwood, I don't want to take up too much of your time. I do appreciate you all for having
the
confidence in us.
It's ours.
Praise God. Amen. So when you told us the subject, God is love, and I know we all know the scripture, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And like Brother John said, there's no greater love than a man, a friend, to lay down his life for you. And that's what Jesus did. For we know that the wages of sin is death, and Jesus paid that price. And
Amen.
You know, Jesus, he told this here in Luke 10, talks about a certain lawyer stood up and he tempted him. And I heard you talk about this the other night, Brother Yearwood, and I thought, oh my goodness, how true this is. This is what Jesus done for us. And how, you know, when Jesus walked on this earth, they tried to catch him at his words, and they tried to find fault with him. And, you know, that's what the way it is today. They look at Christians and they really watch our life and they try to find fault with us. And, you know, if we just look in the mirror first and before we go out in our workplaces and in schools and wherever we have to go to the store, and we just look in the mirror first and we say, and ask the Lord, Lord, are you pleased with me? Praise God. Is there anything in my heart that someone would look and not see you, Jesus, in me? You know, if we do that and check ourselves, when the world checks us, they can't find no fault. They couldn't
Amen.
Find fault in Jesus. Praise the Lord. And we're perfect in the Lord because of his blood. Praise the Lord. Somebody told me the other day, Brother Yearwood, I brought back a patient. And I know that patient's not listening to me. I would never want to hurt his feelings, but he just didn't understand. And he said, I see you're still serving the Lord. And I said, absolutely. And I said, I'm sure you are too, right? And he said, I sure am. And he said, we won't be here long, you know. And I said, yeah, I know. Jesus is coming back after a perfect church. And you know, Brother Yearwood, his response was, there's no such thing. And I didn't quarrel with him. I didn't, but I did say another scripture. He's coming back after a church that is watching, making herself ready without spot or blemish. There is a true church that is perfect in Christ.
Amen.
We don't sin every day. Praise the Lord. But if we mess up, we have an advocate with the Father. But it's not a free ticket to sin because we say that or because the scriptures say that. We're to walk upright perfectly as Christ was perfect. We're to follow him. Praise God. To be a
Amen.
Christian is to be Christ-like. And how was Christ? He was perfect. Praise the Lord. So in Luke chapter 10, and behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said unto him, what is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answered and said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. There was two things right there, Brother Yearwood, that God was commanding this here lawyer to do, these two great commandments. And, you know, when we think about Jesus, you know, right there it says in verse 27, and he answered, said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God. Praise the Lord. And when
Amen.
Jesus was lifted up on the cross, you know, his hands, he looked up toward heaven. Praise the Lord. And he looked up to the Father. And then at the same time, his hands were stretched out on the cross. And he loved the neighbor. That's you and I. So that's a sign of the cross, is looking up as Jesus did and his hand stretched out to you and I. He did those two perfect commandments right there. Praise the Lord. And in verse 28 said, and he said unto him, thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. And he willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, and who is my neighbor? And Jesus answered, saying, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among the thieves, which stripped him from his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise the Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, but a certain Samaritan, as he sojourned, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him and bound up the wounds, pouring the oil and the wine, and sat him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these three thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, he that showeth mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, go and do thou likewise. Praise the Lord. That is the love of God.
Amen.
That is the love of God, for God is love, and Jesus did just that for you and I. He stretched out his hands and he, on that old rugged cross, and he looked up to the Father. Praise the Lord, Jesus done those commandments himself. And when they came and told Jesus, your mother and your brother seeketh thee and look for thee. And he said, who is my mother and who is my brother? And he said, the one that does the will of my Father is my mother and my brother. Praise the Lord, he that loveth his neighbor, he that loveth the Lord with all his mind, his strength, his body, his soul, praise God. He's the one that loveth God, praise the Lord. He is the neighbor, praise the Lord. And I thank God, Brother Yearwood, that God is love, but you know he's a God of wrath also. And to say that God won't send no one to a place called hell with burning and torment and weeping, wailing, gnashing of teeth. And you know, in that place wasn't meant for you and I to go there, or his creation to go there, praise the Lord. But, you know, except the devil and his angels, that's what it was created for, because they had already had their chance and they can't get saved. Praise the Lord. And you and I can get saved tonight. We are saved, praise the Lord, if you've repented of your sins and you've asked God to forgive you. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And if you've repented and you've accepted Christ as your Lord, you have already reaping that eternal life. Praise the Lord. But the Bible talks about how the hell enlarges its borders daily. And you know, people are going there by the minute, by the second, Brother Yearwood. And that's what we do here on this here Blog Talk Radio. And we're trying to reach into that place. Brother, our pastor, Merle Seeley, he preached not too long ago about the pit and how that people are just, they're walking around the surface of the pit, and they're looking in the pit, and how the devil just makes it enticing and makes it look like it's, the grass is greener, so to speak, on the other side, and how they step down into the pit, and, you know, they might be on the first rim of that pit and walking around, and they're flirting with the devil and flirting with sin, and you know, they say, oh, this just isn't, that's not so bad, and they go just a little bit further in the pit, and just a little bit further in the pit, and they can't get out once they're in the pit unless they call upon Jesus. And that's what we're here to do, is to try to pull them up out of the pit. You know, they sing a song, he reached way below the bottom, praise God, for me that day. And you know, I praise the Lord that he reached and he got me out of that miry clay, and he set my feet on solid ground, and he forgave me of my trespasses. And you know, that's exactly what he'll do for you. That's the love of God. Praise the Lord. Even though he didn't have no sin, he didn't owe no debt. But you know, we owe the debt of sin. We're born under the curse. Praise the Lord. And you know, when we come to the age of accountability, we must realize that we need a Savior. Praise God. The Bible says that we can't serve two masters. We either love one and we hate the other. Praise God, we can't serve God and mammon too. We can't say, well, I'm not going to make a choice today. I'm just too young. I'm just going to live my life right now, and maybe later on I'll go ahead. You know, you better do it right now while you're here and under the sound of my voice. Praise God, this may be the only chance that you have, and death is no respect to person. And in all the days of when Jesus was born, up until the age of two, Pharaoh wanted to, King Herod wanted to kill all the young men, all the babies, two and under. He wanted to destroy Jesus. He wanted to, because he was jealous that he heard that there was going to be a king that was born in Bethlehem, and he was going to grow up and he was going to be the king of the Jews. And Herod thought that surely was going to, that Christ was going to take his throne, not knowing that that it was going to be a heavenly throne. Praise the Lord. The sons of Zebedee's mother said, can my sons sit on one side and the other on the other side? And Jesus said, you don't know what you asked. You've asked a hard thing. It's not mine to give. Praise God. She was talking about an earthly, praise the Lord, kingdom. And Jesus had a kingdom that she didn't even know about. Praise God. And the world don't even know about this kingdom. Praise God. And that Jesus sits on the right hand of the throne of God. Hallelujah. God is so good. He's so merciful tonight. His love, his judgment is mixed tonight with mercy. Praise the Lord. But there's coming a day when the mercy is not going to be, the judgment is going to be without mercy. Praise the Lord. When he pours out the vials in Revelation and the church is already gone out of here, praise the Lord, and he begins to pour out his wrath, it's going to be without mercy. Praise God. He gave, I believe it was John, or he gave one of the angels a rod of iron to measure the temple. We've got to measure up to this word. Praise the Lord. If the righteous scarcely make it, where does the ungodly and the sinner appear? This is a straight and narrow way, but broad is the way to destruction. That pit looks good. That pit is just pleasure for a season. That pit will keep you longer than you want to stay, cost you more than you want to pay, and take you further than you want to go. Praise God. And some people, they don't even realize how they got there. They never planned to be lesbians. They never planned to be homosexuals. They never planned to be drunkards. They never planned to be drug addicted. Praise God. And one day they were flirting with the devil. They were flirting with sin, and they got in bondage to that. Praise God. God can break and destroy every chain. Hallelujah. He's God of love. Accept him now. When he died on the cross, the veil was rent from top to bottom so that you and I can be saved. He entered to that place called paradise. There, and he set the captivity captive, praise the Lord, and he preached to them. Hallelujah. But paradise has been moved. Paul said that I was called up into the third heaven. Actually, he was talking about a man. He said that he wasn't, because he didn't want any glory. He said, whether in the body or out of the body, I know not, but was called up to the third heaven, that place which is called paradise. Praise the Lord. God is good. God is wonderful. I tell you, once you go by the grave, once the trumpet, the last trumpet sounds, it's too late. When the five foolish virgins came a knocking and the door was already shut, it was too late. But right now, God has mercy. God is love. He loves you and I tonight. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to go ahead and turn it to Brother Green. I love the Lord, and I praise God that he loves us. He loves you and I, that he came and shed his blood on Calvary. Praise the Lord. Thank
praise
you.
Praise God. It's good to be with you, and I'm thankful tonight that I'm saved by grace through faith and on my way to heaven, and I wouldn't turn back now. I wouldn't trade this in for nothing. I tell you, this is what's going to get us into heaven is staying with Jesus and living for him. And I'm glad tonight that I'm yoked up with the Lord, and I took up the cross to follow him, and I've got my hand on the gospel plow. I tell you, it's going to be worth it, church, if you hold on to God. If you keep holding on to God and you keep praying and seeking the Lord and following after him, it's going to be worth it all. There's going to be a reward at the end of this race. And one day this race will be over. And I tell you, by the way the signs are today and the things that are going on, I tell you, like that song said, over the next hill we'll be home. It looks like by the way the land is laying, I'm safe in saying that over the next hill we'll be home. And I tell you, I sure don't want to miss it, do you? I don't want to come up before God and he say to me, I never knew you, you workers of iniquity. Depart from me, for I never knew you. You know what? I want the Lord to know me. I was thinking, you know, they was casting out devils one day there in the book of Acts, and they said, we're casting out this devil in the name of Jesus whom Paul preacheth. But I want you to know, that devil spoke up and said, Paul, I know, Jesus, I know, but who are ye? I tell you. And that devil leaped on him that was in that man and overcame those sons of Sceva that were trying to cast out that devil. I tell you, this is not a gimmick. This is not something you can just take the name of Jesus and you know, speak it over somebody, but you know, this is something you have to live every day, and you must walk before him and be perfect. You know, God told Abraham, to walk before me and be thou perfect. And Abraham was getting up in age, and I tell you, God will put up with some things for a while. But after we come to a certain age, I believe God is going to tell us that we've got to walk before him and be perfect. I want to say something here in Psalms 18, where Rachel read, it says, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my salvation, or my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust. My buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I tell you, the name of the Lord is a high tower, the Bible said, and the righteous run into it and are safe. And I'm glad I found out that in the name of Jesus I could have safety. I found out that in the name of Jesus I could have healing. And I found out in the name of Jesus I could have the love of God. You see, we can't really have the love of God. That's what we're preaching on tonight, is love. God is love. And I believe the Bible says, he that dwelleth in God dwelleth in love. And, you know, we love you tonight because God put that love down in our heart. If it had not been for the love of God, I tell you, this world would already be down the tube. It would already be over. I tell you, it's love that keeps us on the straight and narrow way. It's because we love him more than we love the world. It's because we found out that Jesus is the answer for the world today. Praise God. There's many different kinds of love, I believe, in the world. There's the wrong kind of love where people seem to love everything but the Lord. And I want to turn over to John. If I can find it here, I've misplaced my Bible. Praise God. I've got one Bible on top of another, and praise God. But I'm getting to it now, and the Bible said in John chapter 2, 1 John chapter 2, it says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. You know, I want to do the will of God so that I can abide forever. I don't want to love the things of the world and have the wrong kind of love. You know, that worldly love that is out there today that's trying to entice people, that's what Joanna was talking about when she was talking about the pit, how people get over there and look into that pit and they see all these things they think they might want to do. And it looks like a lot of fun, you know, and it looks like they can get in, dabble a little bit in there. And if they only get in that first level, they can get back out. But I'll tell you something. Pretty soon, you won't be in that first level. You'll be down to the second level. And before you know it, you're liable to be clear down to the bottom. And when the bottom falls out, you'll be in the lake of fire. But I'll tell you something. We need not to love the world. The love of the world is what led Eve away from the things of God. And she broke the commandment of God and stepped across the line, and she got over on the devil's territory. And, you know, he began to talk to her, and he said, take of this fruit, you know. And she looked and saw that the fruit was good to look upon. It was the lust of the eyes that was working in her. It wasn't true love. It was lust. And I tell you, a lot of people's lusting after things that they need not to be lusting after. Some people's a lusting after somebody else's wife, or they might be wanting their car, their house, or whatever it is that they've got. But God tells us not to do these things. And I tell you what, some people is falling in love with the things of the world. They're putting football and baseball and gambling and things like that in front of God. And, you know, I can get up here on Sunday morning and walk out the door here early on Sunday morning, about church time, and I can hear them over there playing in the football field. The other day they had the lights on, and Rachel said that she saw them with their helmets on. They was playing football. I tell you tonight, church, it's time to put this stuff that's standing before God and only in the background. I guess it's all right to play football, but you can't put it before God. You can play baseball, but you can't put it before God. But I tell you, there's some things you can't do, and the Bible talks about it. I tell you, I wouldn't want to be found in the gambling hall when the Lord calls for his church to come home. There's people out there looking for a big name. But I'll tell you, I don't want no big name. I just want my name in the Lamb Book of Life, and I just want my name to be known in heaven. They said there when they was trying to cast them devils out, said Jesus, I know, Paul, I know, but who are you? I'll tell you, the devil ought to know your name. He ought to know who you are. And he'll never know your name if you don't get the love of God down in your soul. Praise God. Some people want to be greater than everybody else and say, what? Well, look what I've built. Look what I've accomplished. I thought about Nebuchadnezzar walked out one day and said, look at this great kingdom that I've built. Look what I've done. What great accomplishments I've done. And you know what? It cost him his mind. The Bible said that his mind left him, and he ate with the beasts of the field, and he ate the grass of the field for seven times. Now, I suppose that means 7 years he was out of his mind. And one day his mind returned back to him, and he knew that the God of heaven ruled in the kingdom of men, and he ruled in heaven and he ruled in earth. And they put him back in office, and he got his throne back. But I'll tell you, he learned a valuable lesson, but he learned it in a bad way. And I'll tell you, we ain't got time to learn too many lessons down here. We better get in the Word of God so we don't have to go through some experiences that other people have went through. Praise God. But I'll tell you, it's the love of God. The Bible said in Romans 5:5, the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. It's not, it's not anything we can do except that we can repent and get right with God and get down to business with God and put our hand to the plow. I begin to get into this labor, this work of God. And the Bible said we're laborers together with God. So we've got something we've got to do, and that's to take up the cross and follow Christ. That's to get on the Lord's side and to follow him. And I want to look at something in Third John. We're talking a little bit there a minute ago about the wrong kind of love. Brother John tonight, I heard some of his message, and he was covering how God is love and how that we need to have that love in our heart, and God will put it there if we'll repent and we'll get right with God and turn to him. But in Third John over there, and in the 9th verse, I want to read a little bit here. It says, I wrote unto the church, but Diotrephus, who loveth to have the preeminence among them, receiveth us not. Wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds which he doeth, prating against us with malicious words, and not content therewith. Neither doth he himself receive the brethren, and forbiddeth them that would, and casteth them out of the church. Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil hath not seen God. And I want you to know in this particular chapter, there's just one chapter in 3 John, and it starts out, the elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. And you know, he had a good report, this man named Gaius. If you look down in the 5th verse, it says, Beloved, thou doest faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and to strangers. So he had been helping the brethren, and he had been helping people that needed help. And we find in verse 9 there was this man by the name of Diotrephus, and he loveth to have the preeminence. I'm talking about the wrong kind of love. You see, he wanted to be, you might say, like the big rooster there in the hen house. You might have four or five roosters, and one of them, he wants to be the boss, and he wants to control everybody. And the Bible says here that we don't need to follow that kind of people. We need to follow people that's got the love of God. I tell you, if you don't have love, you need to go back to the altar and get you placed there and get you down on your knees and get down before God and begin to seek God till the love of God gets down in your soul, because I tell you, we can't be a Christian if we don't love people. And if we just love to have the preeminence and be above everybody and tell everybody what to do and kind of control them like we're the big boss in the mob, well, we're in the wrong business, friend. We've got to love people. We've got to have the love of God. We've got to be to nourish people. We've got to be gentle in this thing. We cannot be lords over God's heritage, but we have to be an example to the flock, and we have to have the kindness and the gentleness and the meekness and the temperance, and we've got to be true Christians, or we're going to find ourselves on the outside when the Lord puts the people that's on the right hand, when they go into heaven itself, well, we'll be on the left side if we end up in this kind of a condition. And the Bible said in verse 11, "Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil hath not seen God." I'll tell you, praise God, John was writing this epistle to this church. He says to the elder and to the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. And then he goes on down here in verse 12, after he bragged on Gaius, he brags on another man. And this man's name is Demetrius. In verse 12, it says, "Demetrius hath good report of all men and of the truth itself. Yea, and we also bear record, and ye know that our record is true." So you see here was a man controlling this church, and I hope there ain't nobody under the sound of my voice, but if there are, if you're controlling your church in that kind of a manner, you need to go back before it's too late, and you need to get your heart back in tune with God. Praise the Lord. And I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just trying to preach the gospel. Praise God. I'll tell you, God loves us tonight, and he's not willing the people to be lost. I want to turn over to Revelation chapter 3, and it says, "And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write these things, saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead." Now he's saying here, you got a name that you live, but you're dead. Praise God. He said, this was the angel of the church in Sardis, and said, "Write these things, saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead." You know, we can call ourselves a Christian, but if we don't have the love of God down in our heart, if we don't have that true spirit of God, we are not a Christian. And we're just dead men, full of dead men's bones, if we don't have the love of Jesus. But in verse 2, he said, "Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God." You know, Joanna was talking about being perfect. Now, the Bible tells us over there in Matthew 5, he said, "Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect." And if you'll back up and look at that chapter 5 and begin to read down through there, he's talking about how that he causes the sun, the Heavenly Father causes the sun to come up on the good and on the evil. He causes the rain to come on the good and on the evil. And if you don't have the sun and you don't have the rain, you can't grow no crops, my friend. But God is good to everybody. He's long-suffering, and he's looking to get souls into the kingdom, and that's why he's waiting and waiting and waiting to see if people are going to repent. Praise God. Back down here in chapter 3 again, it says, be watchful and strengthen the things which remain. There were some people that had the name that they lived, and they were still living, and there were some that were dead. And the Bible said here, strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. See, God wants us to be perfect, even as the Father in heaven is perfect. And what he's talking about is perfect in love. You know, you'll never be perfect in the sight of man. They'll never, even if you're perfect in the sight of God, they're going to point their finger and they're going to say, well, he didn't do this and he didn't do that and other things he didn't do. But, you know, you can't be but one place at a time, and you can only do so much, and you're limited because you're not God. We can't do things that we say we're going to do sometimes because there are circumstances comes up, and we can't possibly do it. But our heart's in it. You know, David wanted to build the house of God, and he laid up all that stuff to be able to build the house, all that silver and gold and all the things that he laid up. He had a heart toward God that he wanted to do it. But God said, no, you can't do it, David. Now I'm going to let Solomon do it. So praise God. Praise God. He said, I've not found thy works perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Thou hast a few names even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And I'm glad tonight that we have the Word of God that we can look into, and we can find all these different messages on salvation and how that Jesus loves us, and he so loved us so much that he gave his life on that cross, and we were unworthy, but you know what? He came down, And he lived among men and took on, you know, he took on flesh, and he became the great high priest that has passed into the heavens. Once that he went back into heaven, he's sitting on the right hand of the Father, and all things are subject unto him. All principalities and powers, and he's the head. He said, over there, I think it's Matthew 28, he said, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. He was getting ready to go back, back to the Father, praise God. And I want to read here in Philippians in chapter 3, and this talking about Paul, the apostle. He said in 13th verse, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which were behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. He said, let us therefore as many as be perfect. You know, he's talking about being perfect in love. I've got to love my brother. I've got to love my neighbor. I've got to love the friend, you know, that treats me bad or whoever. I've got to love that person. He said here, if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, Let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as you have us for an example. Now, I preached a little bit there in 3 John how that guy was treating people bad, and the Bible said that he didn't know God. That's what the Bible said, that he had not seen God. He was up there in the pulpit, and he was running the show, but that's kind of what he had going on. But anyhow, it says, for many walk, of whom I have told you often and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. And it may not sound like I'm doing too good a job preaching on love, but I'll tell you, it's love that brought salvation's plan. It's love that brought Jesus down here and put Amen. Him on that cross. It was love that kept him from calling those many angels. He could have called, I believe, 12 legions of angels. He could have called them. But he held his peace, and he went to the cross. And he was the Lamb of God slain for our sins. And he was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace, the Bible said in Isaiah 53, was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. I was thinking over there in John, 3 John, he said, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. I tell you, God, that's God's heart towards us. That's the love of God towards us, that he wants us to prosper, and he wants us to be healed. Praise God. And I'm going to turn it back to Brother Yearwood or Sister Green here. Let me turn it.
Brother Yearwood?
Yes.
We got more prayer requests. Is it okay if I turn them in?
Yeah, go ahead and turn them in.
Sister Arlene Harrison says, Sister Arlene Harrison says, pray for her son in Connecticut. He wants to come back home to Ohio, but he needs a job first. And also for their daughter, God knows all about it. Also, Sister Evangelist Lou Witt, she lives down in Florida, wonderful woman of God. She actually prayed the night that I got the Holy Ghost. She's using the gifts, and she's a wonderful minister. A young man from their church has been rushed to the hospital with a heart attack. His name is David. Tuesday Burke says, please remember her and one of her friends. Laura McKnight says, pray for her right hand. She can barely use it anymore. Her fingers won't close. April Fox says, please remember her. She's had a headache all day and not feeling well. Sharon Jones.
Sister Green? Praise the Lord. Sister Green? Well, Brother John, have you got any prayer requests? What, we've lost her there for some reason or other.
Remember my wife in prayer, lifting her up and just this revival and just praying one for another. Just ask the Lord to just give us souls for this harvest, to give us, to be healed and be set free, our God. That's what we're looking for, and to be delivered. And, amen, and be made whole tonight. So that's what we're looking for, brother.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. Sister Green, you got back in there yet?
Yeah. Can you hear me, Brother Yearwood?
Yeah, I hear you now. We completely lost you there.
Oh, okay. I don't know where I left off, brother.
Let's see. You were talking about the sister that prayed for you the night you got the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
You talked about some lady that her hand wasn't, right hand wasn't working, and we didn't hear nothing else.
Okay, April Fox said, please remember her. She's had a headache all day and not feeling well. Sharon Jones said, an unspoken request. Philip Sinners, he's a pastor in Missouri. He's turned in prayer requests before. My mountain is beginning to shake, but it hasn't moved yet, and he's telling it to move in the name of Jesus. And then
Amen.
His sister-in-law, Maria Sinners, says, pray for her husband's uncle, Paul Sinners. They are putting a rod and screws in his foot today. And that's it, Brother Yearwood.
Okay, praise the Lord. Appreciate them prayer requests. We'll be praying for them. So, Ben, you got a bunch here, so we need to turn him in, and we'll all pray over him, and we'll probably have a song before I obey the Lord there.
Like Brother John said, we have a lot to pray about, and there's Sister Debbie Samples that needs healing, and let's remember all these families. There's five families that we know of here in Madisonville that's lost their loved ones this week. Let's remember all them families, the Yearwood family, the McDonald family, the Jenkins family, and the Clark family. So let's remember all them. And we heard from Brother Eddie just before we came on tonight, and he's still in a lot of pain, and he's going for an MRI soon to remember him. He said he'd like to be on with us, but it just wasn't possible. He said he was just hurting so bad he couldn't hardly talk. Debbie Edinburgh has had a hysterectomy because of cancer, and they also took out a tumor the size of a four-month-old unborn baby. And she has stage 4 lymph cancer and lung cancer. So remember her. She's worked out at Miracle Valley. And remember David Keller. He's got cancer, needs a miracle. Steve Woods says he wants everybody to pray for him, that he'll be able to go to North Carolina this weekend for the revival that he's supposed to be holding there. And he's still got infection in his legs, so let's just remember him, that he'll be able to get up and go this weekend. And Glenna Talent has a broken leg. Wanda and Rufus Bivens need healing in their body. Clint Green and Fred Brannon, they need a miracle. Fred Brannon's getting really weak in his body. A 2-year-old baby that's fighting for her life that was in that car wreck during this last snowstorm. Let's remember her and her mother. Kevin Miller and his kids, and Kevin's mom, Pat, that has cancer. Starlet Ward, that's on dialysis, and he needs prayer. Let's remember Sister Gladys this week. She's in Florida right now, and she'll be back next week. And remember her uncle that has cancer. Dolores Garcia is having trouble with her job. And remember her mother-in-law, Martha Garcia, that had surgery on her leg. She had had a surgery before, and they had left a piece of sponge in her leg, and it infected her leg, so they had to do surgery again, and she's in much pain with it, so let's remember her. Let's remember Brother John's grandson that has two types of cancer, and his other grandson that has a disease. And remember my niece that has cancer and that's on dialysis, and the whole family need to be saved, and her dad, Roy, that has cancer. And let's remember Gladys's son that has asthma. And remember the American pastor, Saeed, that is over in Iran prison for being a Christian. pray for his release and for his wife and two small children that are over here. And let's remember the pastor that's overseas, Nadim, says, please pray, many here who can't afford to buy Bibles because of poverty. 60% of the population, just their income is below a dollar. So he says you can imagine how difficult it is for them. Villagers don't know where to find Bibles. So our mission is to reach the unreached people and sharing the gospel. Please pray for us to reach maximum people in the year 2014 and bring them to the Lord Jesus.
Praise the Lord. So we've heard them prayer requests, so let's just pray for them right now, then we'll play a song, and then I'll try to obey the Lord a little bit there. Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come before you right now, God. Lord, you heard every request. Father, we just bring every one of them to you. Lord, we just ask you, God, that you will touch, Lord, that you will save, God, sanctify and fill the Holy Ghost. Lord, that soul that's so near to hell. Lord, we just ask you, God, that you just touch them. And Father, each one the prayer request, God, that was turned in here tonight. Lord, you know where they're at. You know who they are. Lord, we bring them to you tonight and place them, Lord, at the foot of the cross. And Lord, we just thank you, God, for a touch on them. And Lord, we give you the praise, the glory and honor. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this revival, God, that we've had. Lord, the one we're having. And Father, we just ask you, Lord, that you touch the people. And Lord, that you will save, sanctify, and fill the Holy Ghost. And Lord, that you will, Lord, that you will turn them around, God. Lord, that you will send them in, Father. And Lord, we give you the praise and the glory and the honor, Father. In Jesus' holy name, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise.
Think I have nothing, just a waste of time and talent, some might say, but if they could only look beyond what the mortal life holds, they would find a treasure beyond what man can pay. I'm in it for the love that Jesus gave, way back on Mount Calvary. I'm in it for the peace Jesus gave that floods my soul.
Praise the Lord. We appreciate that song there by the Scott family. So just appreciate each and every one that's sung and everything that we've had on the broadcast. We just appreciate each and every one of them. I just thinking we just got one more day of this services, and I just pray that God will really reach out there and touch people, and we'll hear from them, you know, that that God has touched them and blessed them, and maybe saved some souls that we can hear about. You know, I know that God saved them. I know that people is, I know that God's not give us the messages like he's give us, and us reach out and preach like we've preached out, and him not do nothing. I know God has done something, so I just praise him for everything that he's done in this revival. And we, like I said, we've got one more a night of it, and this revival will be in history. And, you know, but God is still God. And this revival, my prayer is that it just go on, you know, in the spirit of people's lives, you know, because the revival, I tell them every time, a lot of times whenever I have a revival in a church or something, I tell them, I say, now look, the revival is over tonight. It's history. But you don't have to let the revival die down. The revival needs to keep going. It needs to be stirred up, and it needs to really go on. So, you know, that's what my prayer is for this revival. Tomorrow night, whenever we end it, that the revival will still go on in our lives and in our hearts. I thank God for it. I've grown some from this a revival this week, and I just praise God for it. So I've asked Betty to read some here. I think Brother John preached some on this, but I'm going to preach a little bit on it here, and we've got several scriptures. I don't know how many of them I'll go through. I've got a, I don't know, something that's wrong with my, I don't know if it's drainage or what it is, but it's giving me a fit, so I may have to shut up and let somebody else take over. But anyway, we'll start right here in the 15th chapter of St. John and verse 9.
As the Father has loved us, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments and ye abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends.
Praise God. You know, right there, I was thinking whenever Brother John was a minister there a while ago, this come to my heart, you know, one time several years ago. I don't know why the Lord laid this up on my heart, but I know that it's speaking to someone out there. But one time several years ago, first time that I ever went into New York City, I was told before I ever got there and before I ever left from Madisonville, Tennessee here, about the people up there, and I was told that I didn't need to go up there, that they were real dangerous and everything. Some of them told me, said, you'll get up there and even get hurt or get kidnapped or just anything. And that kind of stirred my flesh a little bit, and I began to pray and talk to God, and I felt led of God to just to say, Lord, these scriptures here, you said no man had any greater love than these that would lay his life down for a friend. I said, Lord, let my light come bright enough. Let it lay down. If anything like that was to happen, Lord, I pray that you would just give me the strength to be able to talk to the people. And, Lord, let the other people go. Let them go free. Let me be the one to give a sacrifice if there was anything like that was going to happen. But, you know, praise God, I prayed and then cried and talked to the Lord. And I got up there in New York. I never seen no problems. I never had no problems. I went on in there and had a great revival, and God saved people that was on the street. Praise God. People come off the street and come into the church, and they got their hearts right with the Lord. And as far as I know, they're still working up there in another church because I called back and I checked on them. And they said, well, they're not here in this church, but they're over here in another church. They're still working for the Lord. They were three of them that was on drugs real bad, but God set them free. One of them, she looked like she'd had a knife or something just cut around her face and just pulled the skin off of her face and around her hair and just looked like somebody that was going to have a facelift, probably. But the skin was just tore off. And they said that was because that she was on some kind of a drug. And the others was mixed and mingled because of the drugs. But thank God, God seen fit to lay their hearts upon the altar and to forgive them of their sins that night. And all three of them, they went into another church. I tell you what, tonight, praise God, God is still reaching out there. His love is still reaching out to the people. He come here, and he hung and bled and died on the cross. And he done that because of the love that he had for you and I. Even whenever we were still sinners, my friend, God come and he sent his son down here to hang and die on the old cruel tree that we could have this life and have it more abundant. And he said in him was the life of all men. I'm so thankful tonight, praise God, that God had so much love that he said there even in John 3:16 that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. My friend, God is still God. He still have us today to call out on his name. He still have us tonight to reveal the love that he has for us. It takes the love of God, my friend, to get us on the streets of gold. It's going to take the love. Somebody done said a while ago, as somebody said a while ago about the enemy coming against you. Praise God, you still got to love your enemy. You got to pray for them. How that curse you and spiteful use you and speak all evil manner against you. You still got to have that love that will take care of everything. I remember one time several years ago, I had this man. He went and he tried to stir up trouble. Praise God. And he went and he told a bunch of stuff and told a bunch of lies. But when I found out where he was at, I went to another man's house to see this other man. And he told me, he said, I would invite you in. But he said, I can't because this one man is in here. He doesn't know what kind of trouble that man had stirred up. I said, I'm going in. He said, no, you can't. I said, I'm going in. And I pushed myself. I went into that man's house. I praised God, and I got in there. And it was real cold outside, snow and ice on the ground. But when I got in there, that man was standing by the heater, warming. I walked in. I put my arm around that man's neck. I told him, I said, I know what you've done. I've heard about the lies. But I said, I'm going to tell you something. I said, I love you. I said, I don't want you going nowhere else to get any help. I want you come to me. I don't matter what time of night it is. It'll never get too cold or it'll never get too dark for you to call up on my name. I said, I will come and help you. And praise God, that man, he stood there and cried like a whipped baby. But praise God, whenever it was over, I walked away from him. And praise God, there wasn't nothing but the love of God there. And praise God, I tell you what, that man, I never did see that man again. He went on to be with the Lord. I hope and pray that he made it right. But I tell you, there's no hard feelings because the love of God, hallelujah. I tell you, the love of God will change your heart. It will make you love the person that hates you, that speak all evil manner against you. Praise God, the God that I serve. He's all love, hallelujah. He has nothing but love to give to us. And that's all we need is the love of God. I tell you what, the love of God will hide a multitude of sin. The love, hallelujah, if we would turn to the Lord and let him lead us and guide us, we will walk uprightly before him. Praise God, hallelujah. I'm going to let Betty read some more. Praise God.
John 15:14. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that ye love one another.
Amen. Praise God. I tell you what, if we love one another and whatever, if we'll keep his commandments, whatever he told us, praise God, he will do it. We just got to have that love. We got to have that commandment that God has given to us. Praise God, we got to keep his commandments. I believe I heard Brother John say a while ago, the word would abide in you and you abide in it. Ask whatsoever you will, and that he will do it. Praise God, that's the love tonight that God has for us. If we will only love him enough, praise God, that we will walk up rightly with him. We keep his commandments and be obedient to him. Praise God, we will have whatever we ask. If we just ask and we doubt not, whenever we pray and we receive the Lord, hallelujah, we just trust God. I tell you what, it's a hard thing a lot of times for us. We get down and we pray and we ask God for something, and the devil will say, you can't have it. You're not going to get it. Then the next thing we know, we're doubting ourselves. But praise God, I'm so thankful tonight that we can say, Lord, I know that you're going to do it despite every devil in hell. I believe, praise God, over there, whenever they were all making prayer without ceasing. They were praying for Peter whenever he was up there in the jail. But whenever he come out of there and he walked out into the street, and the praise God, following that angel, the love of God touched him, and he come down there, and he knocked on the door, on the gate, hallelujah. And as he knocked, a damsel come to the door, and she looked, and she went back, and she told him, I said, Peter, I stand at the gate and knock it. They said, oh, I said, you're mad. He's in jail. They were doubting their own prayer, my friend, what they were praying for. But that's where a lot of us is today. We doubt what we ask for, and that's the reason why we don't get what we asked him. Praise God, we cannot doubt. We've got to know, hallelujah, that we call upon his name, that he's going to hear, and that he's going to answer, because he loved us, hallelujah. Oh, praise God, I'm so glad that he loved me enough, yet when I was still a sinner, that he was willing to go to the cross. He was willing to give his life for Lord Yearwood and for you, my friend. Your name, hallelujah, was on his mind whenever he was on the cross. I believe whenever he was hanging on the cross, your mind, your name, hallelujah, was on his heart because he said, I've got to do this for you that you can have life and have it more abundant. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Revelations 2, verse 4. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee because thou hast left thy first love.
Praise God. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against you, against thee, because thou have left the first love. You know, I tell you what, the love, praise God, people are turning away from it. But it's time that we turn back to God. It's time, hallelujah, that we be obedient to him, that we do what he said. You know, there's too many out there today doing the things right opposite from what God said to do. And they're still trying to say that they're a Christian. But praise God, it's time that people return back to their first love. It's time that they go back and do the first works over. Else he will come. He will move a candlestick out of his place. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I tell you, praise God, this is something else. Praise God. But God has got it all under control. The devil's a liar and a father of it. He might try to stop me, but he ain't going to stop me because I'm a servant. Hallelujah. I'm a servant of living God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Romans 5, verse 1 through 9. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope for the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Amen. Praise God. That's what I was saying there a while ago. Christ died for us yet while we were still sinners. Praise the Lord.
Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him.
Amen. Through him. Praise God. We're going to be saved through the wrath. I tell you what, I praise God for that, because I tell you, I don't have to worry about the wrath of God being poured out on me. Hallelujah. Believers will not have to worry about that. God's going to spare them. He's going to take care of his own. He's going to deliver us. I tell you what, if we're in His Word and He be in us, praise God, I believe that we'll be, praise God, with Him whenever the wrath is poured out, whenever the fire and brimstone is rained down out of heaven. I believe we'll be shouting around the throne. I believe we'll be in the presence of the Almighty because He said that He would spare us. He'll take care of us. We've got to first love Him. We've got to first love, as a brother, one of them I heard him say a while ago, about over there in 1 John, about they said, how can they said they love God, but has his brother whom he have seen, said he's a liar. My friend, I'm going to tell you, no liar is going to enter into the kingdom of God, but we've got to have that love. We've got to love them, hallelujah, who we've never seen, who we've seen before we can love God. Because I tell you what, no liar is going to enter in at the straight gate. Praise God, they're going to have to love. And we're going to have the love, praise God, that Jesus had. And we're going to have the love that Jesus had that He gave to us. I tell you, as praise God, He could have, whenever He went out there into the garden and prayed, and whenever He was out there praying and places saying, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. He could have called for the angels to come and delivered him. And we would, every one then, would have been in trouble. We still had to offer up lambs. We still had to offer up doves. And the ones that couldn't afford to buy them and couldn't afford to have it done, they would be lost. But praise God, I'm glad that Jesus said, and praise God, He said, that nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. In other words, He got up and He went over. He told Peter and him, He said, it's all answered. I've got all the answers now, He said. You just sleep on, in other words. You just go ahead and take it at ease. I've done made contact with the Father. I'm going to the cross. I'm going to give my life. I'm going to pour my blood out on the cross for the world. Praise God. And He done that because He loved us. Yet while we were still sinners, I tell you, I believe God loved us enough. Praise God that He done that because He loved us enough that He, praise God, He just wanted to do that because He didn't want us to like. He didn't want us to perish. He said it wasn't His will that any should perish, but all come to repentance. I'm so thankful tonight, praise God, that we've repented. The people, hallelujah, out there under the sound of my voice, if you don't know the Lord as your personal Savior, my prayer is like all the others that's been on the radio here. The prayer is that you will turn your life over to the Lord. It's time that you would call upon Jesus and say, Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, forgive me of my sins. And whenever we do that, and God will hear us, and He will forgive us of our sins. He'll write our names in the Lamb's Book of Life, and we'll be there. Praise God, and no man can pluck you out of the Lord's hand, but you can pluck yourself out. But praise God, you don't need to pluck yourself out. When you once get in there, just hang in there, because there's going to be a time of coming, just like this week. We've heard a note of five people was called out this week to meet the Lord. I tell you, He's a calling. The death angel is a calling. Like Hebrews 9:27 says, it's once appointed to man. After that is the judgment. Praise God. It's time that you repent. And it's time that you realize, hallelujah, that God is still calling. And He's still got the death angel out there. He's still reaching out to people, and he's still calling people out, and we need to be ready to meet him. Hallelujah. Praise God. I tell you, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me read some more.
Deuteronomy 6:5. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might.
Praise the Lord. It's time that we love the Lord, our God, with all our mind, with all our soul, and with all, praise the Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. That's what God is telling us. It's time that we do that, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I see that we've got 3 minutes left, so Brother John, you're in there. I'll let you give the your church announcement there.
All right. We appreciate it, Brother Yearwood. I'm Brother John Sample from Thomaston, Georgia, and pastor of Zion Tabernacle. We meet on Wednesday nights at 6 p.m., and we meet on Sunday afternoons right now at 2 p.m., and at 114 East Main Street in Thomaston, Georgia, and we're about 75 miles south of Atlanta, Georgia. And so we just, if you're in the area, please come and be with us. Amen. You'd be more than welcome. We have great moves of God, power of God moving, and we just want to thank the Lord for the opportunity to be a part of this revival and run out and truly tonight, you know, as the Lord has said. He said in 13:34, he said in John, he said, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. Tonight, church, we love you, and we're reaching out tonight, amen, and hope that you'll come into this love and this love feast that we're talking about and reaching out tonight. So go ahead, Brother Yearwood.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. So, Brother Green, you just want to give you one of the church announcements?
Praise the Lord. It's Heavenly Highway Tabernacle, 5990 Michael Road, West Middletown, Ohio. Services are Saturday night at 7 p.m., Sunday morning 10 a.m., Sunday night at 6:30 p.m., and Wednesday night at 7:30 p.m. And just remember our pastor, Brother Pastor Billy Wilson, and Pastor Merle Seeley and their families.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother John?
Yeah, brother. Yeah, brother.
We done misplaced tomorrow night's message that you was talking about there.
Oh, okay.
What was the name?
You were going to preach on Brother Tim sang a song there, Walking on the Right Road.
Okay.
That? That's what you
yeah.
said you wanted to preach on Tuesday night, Walking on the Right Road. He sang that song there the other night, and you wanted that to be the sermon for tomorrow night.
Okay. All right, Walking on the Right Road, then we'll go with that then tomorrow night. I just couldn't remember there. We misplaced it. We've got some papers laying around. We couldn't find it. So we're going to go off with a song. So God bless everybody.
God bless.
I'm going through. Yes, I'm going through. No matter what the devil's throws at me, I know what to do. I call upon the name of the Lord. I hold out my shield and sword. Satan, you can't stop me now, cause I'm going through. The preacher talked about victory when God's children crossed the Red Sea. How they walked across on dry land, Pharaoh's army drowned in the deep. By the time he finished preaching, it was plain to see that God delivered those before him. Do the same for me. I'm going through. Yes, I'm going through. No matter what the devil throws at me, I know what to do. I call upon the name of the Lord. I hold out my shield and sword. Satan, you can't stop me now, cause I'm going through. If you're going through a fiery trial, you don't know how to pray. Just
pull out my shield and sword. Nathan, you can't stop me now, cause I'm